Well, we are back at it again. Used to be Reggie and Wayne on a Wednesday, and I'm coining the phrase Reggie and Wayne whenever, because we are we're back and we are going to take the world by storm. And let me welcome my friend and my brother, the editor and chief of www.massappealnews.com, Mr. Wayne Hodges. How you doing, Wayne?
I'm undecided on my ballot. Let me see. What am I going to do Tuesday?
That's a big question. I tell you what, you know, one of the things that's on the ballot, I think we've got somebody on the line that is very interesting. And I believe in the state of California and some other states. I don't think Missouri is quite ready for it yet. But I tell you what, Wayne, why don't you go ahead and introduce our special guest?
That sounds like a plan, and she's known for her work in Hollywood, done some acting, done some casting, directing, and let's go ahead and welcome Benita Money to the Reggie and Wayne Show. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We're doing great here in Kansas City, and I know we're supposed to get you on last week, so I want to thank you for rescheduling and rejoining us this week.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
And can you talk about some of the work that you're doing in the cannabis industry and the herbal industry?
Well, you know, I have an organization, a networking organization called Women Above Ground, and above is spelled ABUV. And we're a networking organization that supports, empowers, educates women, specifically women of color, transitioning into the cannabis industry. And so we really want to encourage just people of color, period, to get involved. I mean, we're right now in a $1 billion industry, and I call it the green rush or the pot-com era, because that's what it is. Right now, we're about to make more millionaires and billionaires just from this industry. And so right now, there's a great opportunity for people of color to get involved. So this is what we're really educating our people to do. You know, we really want to ignite communities to get involved and get a piece of this industry that can create generational wealth.
Oh, okay. And can you talk about some of the work that you're doing with the Women Above Ground Network?
Yeah, we've just started a mentorship program, so we are mentoring people that are looking to get involved. We're doing outreach as well in our communities. We do meetups, you know, once a month. So we are really trying to educate. And, you know, education is very key to this industry, because a lot of people don't get involved because they just don't know how. You know, and they think that being in the cannabis industry is just about, you know, cultivating or owning a dispensary. So basically growing or selling weed is what people think the industry is about. And it's not. And it's not even about getting high. It's really about understanding that, you know, there's a whole medicinal end to this product, you know, this plant. And it's a very powerful plant. You know, I have a product called That Glass Jar. My girlfriend and I, Michelle Bell, we created a topical cream that kills the MRSA bacteria. And if, you know, you don't know what MRSA is, it's spelled MRSA, but it's a drug-resistant staph infection, bacterial staph infection that is incurable because it's drug-resistant.
Now, Wayne, I hate to interrupt you, but you use the legal name, but I believe, what is the nickname that you introduce yourself as?
I don't know if I can say it on the air. but
can we use that?
The term on the street is weed.
I'm talking about the nickname for our guest, because... Yeah, she just
simply calls me Bo. Yeah.
Yeah, she simply goes
Bo Money.
Goes by Bo Money.
I know. I went with Benita Money. It is Bo Money.
Yeah,
and she's going out west. Yes.
And speaking of the women and other people getting into the business, I understand that that's one of the big questions about the legalization, because a lot of people are out on whether they can finance businesses to help people get started, because it's legal here, illegal here, and there's a lot of gray area so far.
Well, you know, this is where education comes in, because, like, my product is completely legal. There's no THC in it. And THC, for the people that don't know, is the psychoactive part of cannabis. so, you know, that is what gets you high. So there is none of that in my product. And there's a lot of products out there that there is no THC in it. So, and there's a lot of ancillary levels that people can enter into the cannabis business without touching the plant.
Oh, okay. Okay. And Kent Cedar, we're on with co-creator of That Glass Jar and also founder of Women Above Ground, Bo Money. And, That Glass Jar, can you talk about that? And what are you guys doing with that endeavor?
Well, let me tell you the backstory behind that. You know, I didn't get involved with a topical because I wanted to just create a topical to market. My girlfriend, Princess Inga, she actually contracted the MRSA bacteria when she had surgery. And after 54 days of treatment, you know, with the strongest antibiotics, nothing was working, and they wanted to amputate the area. And she couldn't wrap her mind around that, you know, and decided to not do that. And her doctor gave her 3 weeks to live based on the fact that he said, you know, the bacteria had spread to her blood as well. And so if she didn't amputate, it was basically there was nothing else they could do. They exhausted all treatment. So my girlfriend and I, Michelle, created a cannabis-based topical. It's all organic, 14 other extracts, and there's 5 that are very key to the MRSA bacteria. So because of that, and because of my girlfriend is a reality star, so ultimately the cream went viral, and then so we were kind of forced to put it out there. But we have to be very careful because we can't make medical claims, of course, because we can't do any clinical trials because it still is cannabis, even though there's no THC in it. So right now we are just getting ready to launch in about another month or so and allow people to use it, because it also works with like psoriasis and eczema. We've had people report that it clears up their psoriasis like in 12 hours. So it's pretty amazing.
Okay, because Reggie, I got to admit, since we researched her for the show, I gained a better understanding of, the cannabis industry, because prior to that, you know, when you think of that, you think of, you know, firing up something. But
yeah,
there's a lot of health.
And I had read several months ago, in doing some research that at one time cannabis was a part of every doctor's medical bag. But when the pharmaceutical industry got involved, they made it this big enemy so that they could make millions off of the synthetic drugs.
Exactly. They villainized it like 1937. You know, not just the pharmaceutical industry, but also, you know, the cotton industry. Fuel, all that.
Wow.
Ooh. You know, we could be self-sustaining with this hemp, you know, because with hemp, you can make hempcrete, you can create fuel, paper, what is everything. I mean, just, it's amazing what this, I mean, medicines, I mean, CBDs come out of hemp. It's just amazing what this plant can do.
Wow, Reggie, I'm going to continue some research, man. I can learn a lot. Because I had no clue. I mean, until we started researching, Bo, I had no idea the many different variations that this type of product, I mean, offers. So, wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to start brushing up a little bit, Reg.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's great. And you have to encourage your listeners to do the same, because really it's about education. You know, and this is why I think people don't get involved, is because they don't understand that there's more to the industry, you know, than just selling or growing this plant, you know? So, and I tell people, just transfer your skill sets and your passion into the cannabis industry. So if you're into marketing, do marketing for cannabis companies. You know, if you're an HR company, now you can do HR for cannabis companies. It's a growing industry that is now mainstream and legal.
Wow. And Bo, before we let you get out of here, can you tell our listeners a website they can go to learn more about what it is you do and also about the industry?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to Women Above Ground, which is women and then above is spelled ABUV. Okay, so womenaboveground.com. They can go to thatglassjar.com. And they can also go to my Facebook pages, which would be Women Above Ground on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And then, of course, That Glass Jar on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And they can look me up personally under Bonita Money. And, you know, just follow me and really get educated and be about getting involved and, you know, creating that generational wealth.
Okay. Let me ask one other question before we close out. Now, there are, correct me if I'm wrong, some places that marijuana or cannabis is legal for medicinal only, and then there are some states that are that's making it for the recreational use as well.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Like our state, like California, is now we're up for vote on November 8th for recreational.
So it's going to be on the ballot for this upcoming election.
Absolutely. I know your initiative didn't make it, right, in Missouri. So.
Right. It's yeah. In Colorado they've made it legal, but not in Kansas or Missouri.
Right. And a lot of southern states and Midwest is like that, you know, unfortunately. You know, but again, it goes back to education, and it's where we need to get people involved, especially people of color. We need to stick together, we need to unite and really get involved. You know, people are making billions of dollars and it's not us. And the war of drugs was focused on people of color, so why not be able now to, you know, monetize it the right way legally?
That's right, and also benefit from the tax revenue.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, the tax revenue is phenomenal.
Rez, we talk. Yeah. And Rez, I know we talked a lot about tax bases and how it impacts our communities, and you know, we want nice parks. We want nice commerce. We want new commerce. We want those things. Well, those things are funded by tax dollars, but if you don't have a tax base to work with, then you're
right.
looking for subsidies, and we know how that works, so.
Right, but and even still, even with the taxation, we have to make sure it's going to the right communities. You
yes.
know what I mean? Because with everything
Absolutely.
Else, as you see where it goes, I mean, you know, you look at the lottery and it's supposed to, like, you know, fund schools and whatnot, but does it really? Does it fund the schools in the right communities? You know,
no.
So we, of course, we cannot be left out. You know, this is my point. And the only way that'll happen is if people really, you know, are heard. So we need voices. You know, we need people to get involved. You know, don't be left out. I tell people, don't exclude yourself. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I can't get involved because I have a criminal record. You know, a lot of men of color do have criminal records around, you know, cannabis. So the problem is they think that they cannot get involved, and they can. They just have to get involved in the right way, in the right areas. You know, but don't exclude yourself. And a lot of people, I see a lot of people of color doing that. And then again, we're, again, not filtering that money into our communities like we should.
Yeah. Wow, words well spoken by Bonita Bo Money, and you can find out more about her on MassPurNews.com. We're going to put her links to both websites where our listeners can find out more about the industry and also about what she does. And Red, we should bring her back, shouldn't we?
Yes, sir, most definitely. And we can do an update as soon as we can after the election, see how things
yeah.
go.
Yes,
yeah, Bonita, would you be interested in that after the election? Discuss the results?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because a lot of things will be changing based on, you know, what happens after the vote. So absolutely, I'd love to share, you know, what's going on here with you, definitely. And hopefully we can change what's going on there.
Yeah, Rich, I'm ready to make some money off of this. I don't know about you. I'm ready to get paid off of this.
I hear you.
We got the right contact here with Bo.
Not
so.
Just get paid, but let's heal, because, you know, it's amazing that we can now, you know, we can work with cancers, we can work with Alzheimer's, we can work with arthritis, we can work with everything, you know, and it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah, so and speaking of that, Bo, I'd like to get a free sample of your topical when you put it on the market. Oh, not even if it's not free, just send me the information. I'll pay for it because...
No, yeah, I have samples now, actually, that we're actually giving out. So I'll make sure that you get one. So, you know, I'll make sure that we stay connected and just, you know, shoot me your address and information, and we'll definitely make sure you get some.
Sounds good.
All righty, guys. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was great, Reg, and I'm looking forward to bringing Bo back to the Radio Wayne Show.
All right. Thank you, guys.